you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Reno Collier, old buddy of ours, will be in the studio on Thursdays, the Funny Bone in Omaha, one night only, Thursday night, along with Nick Allen, who will be the feature that night here in the Omaha area. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Yes. Bobby Lee will be here on Friday. Bobby's at the Bone the rest of the weekend. Funny dude. Never met Bobby, but know his work and funny, funny guy. We're talking about vegans earlier, and Craig mentions Veganuary.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
What I'm guessing.
All right. Veganuary, that kind of works.
Right.
It takes place the same way Todduary takes place.
Mm. Yeah, we don't celebrate Todduary.
You know, we might should look into that.
And
we get through it.
Somebody told us earlier that it's basically
that's a chick thing.
Anything
they
has
celebrate
a
their birthday
the birthday
all
month.
Yeah.
Month, yeah.
Long.
Anybody has a mom you're not supposed to eat. Well, swallow.
Sorry?
Swallow. Well.
Who shot who in the what now?
Yeah, what? Oh, you know what I'm talking about. This guy's checking.
I'm afraid
it.
I do.
It's a good point. This guy said he pissed off his sister-in-law, who was a vegan. Oh. His sister-in-law had a baby, and she said that the baby was going to be raised vegan. And he said, well, he's not vegan right now because he's drinking milk from a human.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And she wasn't happy with him on that one. How can you not be happy? Because she's, I guess they wanted to raise a kid vegan from day one. And if you're sucking milk off a boob, that's not vegan.
That's not vegan.
Right. Yeah. So I'm sure.
So can't she just say, all right, well, then we'll wait till he's two or three, and after that he's going to be vegan.
Or they could find vegan breast milk, you know, that's just get out of a can, I guess. Out of the can.
That's almond breast milk.
Yeah. That's good.
That's not actual.
Try the almond. That's breast nut juice.
Yes.
Pretty much. Yeah. She's got a podcast from St. Louis. Thank you, Rudy. Thanks for listening. You can listen anywhere in the world via the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com, streaming, all that kind of stuff. Ask Alexa to play the show. All right. And what else?
I got Matt on the email.
Yeah.
It's a guy after my own heart. When he hooks up with a new woman, he wants to hear all the stories.
Really?
He wants to hear all of the past.
Whisper in his ear?
Yeah. Maybe treats him like
I know you're a freak like that, Todd.
A little erotica. Yeah.
Right. So he can go back home later on and think about it?
I don't know.
Have a little fun with himself?
No. See how he doesn't stand up?
Or is thinking about what the new girlfriend did with other people?
Or she's whispering in his ear while he's having sex with her?
I don't know.
Yeah, this is what that guy did to me.
I'd have to get back to him.
And then he never called back.
Whatever gets you off, I don't care, man.
Or him.
Yeah, whatever gets you rocks.
Yeah, that does nothing for me.
No.
It's a voyeur kind of thing.
I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not really a cuckold because that's actually watching, right?
Right.
That's watching some big black guy take care of her.
Or anybody.
Yeah. I'm sorry, did I say big black guy?
Well, generally that's their request, isn't it?
In some of the viewpoint it is, right.
Yeah, I think we talked about this last week.
Right.
You know, some of the cuckold is embarrassing, humiliating, and no, I'm not into that because my ego is far too sensitive.
Get in here, little dink.
Some guys, I thought I was doing okay.
Right.
They like to sit in the corner while the bull comes along, takes care of the wife, put on a little show for him.
I see that kind of interest, wanting to know everything she did before, leading to the cuckold thing.
Does that go to that? Does that get to that?
Yeah, does it evolve to that? I don't know.
So that guy's called the Bull, right?
Yeah, the guy who takes care of your woman while you watch is the Bull.
Hey, I tell you what, you can take a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up there, but wouldn't you rather take his word for it? No, I mean, you can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking your head up a butcher's ass, but then, no, it's got to be your bull.
We used to correspond with a guy from Wichita.
Who was a bull?
Yeah.
That's right. Right.
He would go around taking care of various women.
White women. We did. That guy used to get a hold of us.
Yeah, he'd give us like a weekly report.
Yeah.
He got a hold of you, huh?
He was knocking off white chicks in Wichita.
And Colorado.
He'd bring the hammer to the party.
In Colorado at an antique shop.
Showing up on your Ring camera there, Nick.
Right.
That's not Richard Reese.
This guy really likes Michael Jordan. It's the Bull.
At an antique store in Cortez, Colorado.
Yeah.
A woman went in there, and she was horrified.
Push, I'm out of ink. I need a new funny pen.
Oh, okay.
See right there. Throw him one.
Yeah.
Jeez. My push come in here. Nick's right there.
No, I don't want those kind.
No.
He's particular about his pens.
Yeah, there are.
I get it.
You got one of these?
Look.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that is a new version of a funny pen.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
It's not the same old one. They quit making the old funny pens.
I have an old funny pen, too. That white one there. It's an old funny bone pen.
That is an old funny bone pen, but I'm talking about an old funny pen.
Oh, okay.
That's different entirely.
It's got to be something.
What he used to use as a funny pen, they don't even make anymore.
Yeah.
I have one left in the office years ago.
Yeah,
and he's that anal about it?
Should have stashed some.
Well, see, I just happen to know what the funny pen is, or I should say was.
I understand, but Nick gave him a real brand new pen. And
that's not a funny pen.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, that's not a funny pen.
I get it. It's not the same.
It's not a funny pen. So out of Cortez, Colorado.
Yeah, I don't have any more funny pens in the cabinet.
Oh, no.
I can go up and look in the closet up front, but I'd make no guarantees.
All right, well, I need something in the meantime.
Give him one of the funny bone pens.
Yeah, use a bone.
Use a pen there.
The funny bone pen will have to substitute until I can find maybe a funny pen.
Yeah,
it says
right
funny
the,
on the side.
Supply closet if you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't even know if we have any up there, so I'll look.
Like, there's a sense of accomplishment when you use a pen all the way through all the ink that was in there.
Yeah, it apparently makes you funny, too. Mm. Or not.
The same with the lighter.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you smokers, probably, yeah.
That's when I worry about how much I'm smoking. When I start going through lighters, that's not good.
Or I finished that lighter.
Yeah.
That's a sense of accomplishment. Man.
To not lose it.
Yeah, to hang on to it.
Oh, I thought
that
you meant just to get rid of it. Like
that's a sense of
accomplishment. No, to not lose it.
Oh, I guess that's a point.
To actually finish it.
Yeah.
Or some, because I'm kind of lighter klepto. Yeah. I'll tend to just slip it in my pocket.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's called a thief.
because I'm really not consciously stealing from you. I'm just slipping it in my pocket.
Yeah.
That's not uncommon.
Yeah.
A lot of people are.
Yeah, it's just instinct. You light your bowl and you put your lighter in your pocket.
You take thieving your lighter.
You light the bowl with somebody else's lighter, you put it in your pocket.
You steal
natural
it.
Natural instinct.
Steal it.
It's not stealing.
It's funny. It's
unintentional.
There's a lighter sitting out here in my studio on a tape deck that's hooked up out here. Tom Dustin, our comedian pal.
Right.
He put that, I don't know, he borrowed it from somebody. He thought it came to us. I swear to God, this was 2 years ago at least.
Yeah.
And that lighter has been sitting there virtually untouched since.
Does he know where it's at? Did he get it last time he was in town?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't know why, but he set it there that day. I remember seeing him. He's like, here, this is somebody's. And I've left it sitting there ever since.
All right. So we got a spare.
We do. We have a lighter out here.
There's no more funny pens, but we got a lighter.
Yes, we do.
Start a fire.
And I don't even know whose it was.
Yeah, I see that every day when we record stuff. And I wonder what the hell is supposed to keep a lighter around for?
It's probably something Todd stole.
Just in case someone thinks that they're missing one, there it is. From a couple of years ago.
Yeah, we'll have some comic come in, you know, the next few months. I left a lighter here about 2 years ago. Right. You ever have it?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. We do.
Maybe.
Yeah,
Dustin had that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
So Nicola Shanks is a stay-at-home mom with an African-American daughter. She was at the Antique Corral in Cortez, Colorado, and ran across a set of white-only signs.
Yeah. Well, in the antique store.
Yeah.
Like you could buy
public
for
swimming pool, white-only, and we serve colored carry-out only.
Oh, man. Had to explain that to the daughter?
Well, no. She said that it was something that she expected to see at the Jim Crow Museum, not in a local antique store.
Yeah, because somebody probably buying them and hanging them up.
Yeah, who collects those?
Well, a lot of people do.
Well, collecting is one thing.
They're a sign that, you know, they're a piece of history. The woman that runs this antique store says that she's been selling them for years without complaint.
So she's making new ones.
She said it's part of history, kind of like, look how far we've come. But Ms. Shank says,
I'm not buying that.
I don't know if that's real.
I'm not buying that.
The way to show how far we've come is to not sell those type of things anymore?
Yeah, I'm not buying that.
Maybe?
We know those signs existed, and they are in museums.
Right, you can relegate that to a museum.
Yeah, don't buy it.
Yeah, well, it's worse than that.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Oh, so, good. Oh, no. I hope the girl running this is a racist.
Doesn't need to go up in your garage by your rebel flag.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a little bit worse than that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a little bit worse than that.
Good.
Because these are not actual antique signs. They're replicas.
Yes.
There you go.
That's it.
Damn.
So there's actually a demand for these.
Apparently, there's a demand for replica Jim Crow signs.
It was history, says the white guy.
You got any more of those whites-only signs?
Yeah. I need them for
my buddy got them, and I really want some.
No, but we'll make some new ones.
God. Need them for my Jim Crow cafe.
Right. It always reminds me. I've told a story before, and I was in Gettysburg a couple years ago, just a year or so ago. I was there also recently. It was raining that day, and we're down there visiting my daughter, and a guy walks into the store we're at. There's a ton of stores, a big downtown there in Gettysburg with all kinds of antiques and restaurants and stuff. And he walks in and goes, you got any umbrellas? And there were like two holes, and one was empty, and one was full. And the one was full still had Confederate flag umbrellas. And he goes, she goes, yeah, all we got is that. And he goes, no thanks. I mean, he's not going to walk around with a Confederate flag umbrella.
Right, because they lost at Gettysburg.
They lost at Gettysburg, yeah. The turning point in the war, by the way. And he just said, nah.
Right.
Yeah. I'll just be wet.
Or was there equal bloodshed on both sides?
Well, everybody dies, but the U.S. The USA won.
Yeah.
The Americans won.
I don't know about
the other
battle.
Guys are Americans, too, but they were traitors. Yeah,
but America won that war.
Right, yeah. That was a turning point in the battle, yeah. Huge.
So the antique store owner.
Yeah.
It was a big possession.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
And the union
big drive.
Came
through.
Yeah.
The Colorado antique store owner.
They had to convert.
Yeah, we
which they sell other things other than antiques. They sell things other than antiques, apparently. She told KDVR that as soon as these stories went around online, she started getting threats, and she started being bullied. People threatened to burn down her store. However, she said, because of the publicity, all of the signs sold out.
Of course they did. It's racist and
next
everywhere.
She also says she's not going to get any more. She didn't want to hear about it.
Good. Well, she should have been selling to begin with.
That sales guy's going to keep
going.
She does
not regret getting them in the first place, she said.
They're replicas, though.
Well, why would you sell them if they sell out?
Because it's wrong.
Because she doesn't want to hear about it.
It's also wrong.
Because she has principles?
No, she never did.
No. She says she has no regrets at all. Not at all. She said she never thought anything about it. She said it's just crazy how so few people can cause one person so much misery.
Oh, come on. Oh,
there's a very few people who are giving her misery.
Oh, yes, let's you're the break victim. Out the violin.
You're the victim, lady.
Show her pictures of the Jim Crow era. Shut up. Keeping the white lady down.
Yeah.
Man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's just not enough antiques out there. Right. We got to bust out the whites only stuff.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's hard to shop for grandpa.
And you mean that, like, literally, yeah, your grandpa.
Yeah, right.
Grandpa remembers.
Right.
Fondly.
Yeah. Harken back to a simpler time.
I'm watching a documentary on something on one of the movie channels called Hitsville. You've probably seen it.
Showtime. I think it's on Showtime.
Yeah, it's about Motown. And this is 67, 68, and they're touring the South with the Motown action. White people loved Motown, but they were showing the crowds. And, you know, these theaters they were in was one aisle right down the middle. Whole left side, white people. Whole right side, black people. And that was it. Obviously, the fountains. Now, you grew up, you were really, really young down South.
Yes.
Do you even remember the fountains?
Oh, no. Okay. That was, I was born post-separate fountain.
At least in your era, your time.
Where I was,
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
I know you were born post, but I thought maybe some laying around.
A chance.
I didn't see any.
Watch The Green Book.
Yeah, I want to see that. I heard it's great.
Viggo Mortensen and Mahershala Ali.
That's based on a true story, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Won Best Picture last year. He won Best Actor for
Mahershala. That was Best Picture, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. I happened upon it one night here a few weeks ago. Yeah. Like 2 minutes in, and I hung with the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It was a wonderful movie.
A group of people that happened to be in wheelchairs wanted to go from Chicago to Bloomington, Illinois. They set this up with Amtrak. They were told a few weeks ago, however, the cost for this travel would be $25,000.
How many wheelchairs?
Wow.
To go from Chicago to Bloomington, Illinois.
That's really not that far a drive.
A normal ticket on the route costs $16. The group was told that the huge cost was because Amtrak would have to reconfigure one of their cars to accommodate so many people in wheelchairs. Five people in wheelchairs. That they'd have to reconfigure one of their cars to accommodate so many people.
Wow, isn't that the law?
According to the group, it's never been a problem before, and at most they were charged a couple $100 extra for the use of the dining car. But now Amtrak officials say the company cannot continue to absorb the cost of taking a car out of commission, switching everything up just for a few people.
That's crazy.
They say the huge cost could be avoided if the group wants to take two separate train cars about 3 hours apart. Then they could do it better. But right now... As of one point, they said it was going to cost them $25,000. That story came out, and there was an uproar.
I'm sure there was.
Yeah, they got to be more accommodating than that.
Right.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say like 30 people.
I know, five?
No. Five. But there's not room on the train for more than three people in wheelchairs. And so because of that, to accommodate five, they'd have to reconfigure the whole flipping car. But now they are dropping their demand after the uproar, and they, after Democratic Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth came out and said, "Hey, no, you can't do this," because if you remember, she lost both her legs serving in the army in Iraq.
It's weird.
Amtrak has now reversed course and said, "All right, we'll find a way to accommodate everybody on this train car. Sorry for all the uproar, and we'll try and do better the next time."
Yeah, that's the woman that had some fun hammering that Republican senator called said Democrats love terrorists.
Yeah.
And she goes, I got my legs blown off from terrorists. Screw you.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he crawled in his shell and said, yeah.
Well, that.
Yeah, well, I didn't. Yeah.
If it wasn't for that, you'd love him.
Yeah. He didn't say
minor
like
detail.
My, hero soldiers to have legs.
That'd be only the president says that.
Okay.
Yeah. This senator is horrible, but not that horrible. I like my heroes to have legs. Jesus. All right. Come back.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.